Right now for something completely different. Have you ever been up to the Mindle Beach Sunset Markets in Darwin? If you haven't, it's a must do. It's Australia at its absolute best. I went, it must have been about 10 years ago for a conference, and I was just struck by the natural beauty of the place, especially as the sun goes down, but also the laid-back vibe of the people. You've got artists and jewelers and entertainers and musicians, and of course, plenty of food. But there was one story that caught my eye during the week. Justin Whitrow, he's a regular food vendor at the Mindle Beach Sunset Markets. His stall is called Smoky J's, and amongst other things, Justin cooks whole crocodiles. Justin joins me on the line. Evening, mate.
How are you, mate?
Very well. Obvious question. Do you catch the crocs yourself?
Definitely not, mate. Definitely not. It's all, like I said, as we push through the story there as well, mate, it's definitely a locally farmed product.
Mm-hmm.
Should have probably started the story early on, though, that we did catch them, mate.
That's right. Well, for everyone at home, and you have to see these pictures, and you can Google them. We'll put them on the website, in fact. But, Justin, you literally cook the crocs whole, don't you?
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we do it the whole head and all, down to the tail and the feet.
And they're about 1.8 metres, so 6 feet long. They're big.
Yeah, they're big
beasts.
Generally between that sort of 1.5 to 1.8 size we try and get in there.
So how do you cook them? So it's a slow cook over how many hours?
Yeah. Well, we've got a big 30-inch Radar Hill smoker that we take down there on a trailer. And literally, essentially, we get there probably about 8:30, 9 in the morning,
yeah,
and get the crocs on straight away with some local sort of cherry wood and some beautiful iron bark as well. And they're ready pretty much right on sunset for the market.
How do you serve them then?
We just serve them as some tacos. So we end up pulling them out and resting for a little bit.
Yeah.
We just shred all the meat off of it in front of people, literally shredding the meat in front of people.
Yes.
And then also pushing the local theme we like to push up here. We also use some local green pawpaw slaw.
Yeah.
And just make a couple of soft tacos for people to walk around the market with.
How beautiful. What does it taste like? Because all cliches aside, many people say it tastes a bit like chicken.
Yeah, that's almost simplifying it a little bit, I think. And I think some of the other ways, when it comes out a bit dry, that's when it reminds people of chicken. We like to say it's a bit more of a sticky pork texture.
Right.
That comes out of the smoker.
Right. Has it got a bit of a bite?
Oh, I had to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little bit. So the crocs are skinned, but their heads are left on. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, they take the handbag or the shoe off and then, yeah, leave the rest for us.
But you make a very good point, though, because the crocodile industry in the Northern Territory is worth over $100 million a year. But most of the people, in terms of business, are interested in the skin rather than the meat. So what you're doing is providing quite a sustainable meat product.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're really trying to push it as. It's always a little bit of fun and a little bit gimmicky as well. But it is definitely a great local industry where they are essentially literally throwing meat away.
There you go.
In the end, because there really isn't a sort of sustainable line of use for it.
So you may as well have it. Well, yeah. And is it getting much interest there at the Mindle Markets?
Oh, plenty of interest. Yeah. We even have people coming down in the morning to take selfies with it and all sorts. So, yeah, definitely plenty of interest. Not everyone tries it, but most people give it a go.
Yeah. What other meats do you serve there at Smoky J's?
Look, we obviously do the classics in the barbie there. We do briskets and beef ribs and pork ribs, but we also team up with other local suppliers like Eva Valley up here, where we use some local buffalo brisket and buffalo pastrami in there as well. So definitely try to give it a bit of a territorial feel up here.
There you go. And it's not long now until the annual Beer Can Regatta, is it? I have to get to at some point. It's on, I think, the 22nd of July.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that one's coming up as well. And we're definitely going to be down there with that, probably selling a few of the crocs for sure.
There you go. A challenge for everyone out there. If you want to try something different, give Australian crocodile a go. And if you're ever up in Darwin, just go and visit Justin Whitrow at the Smoky J stand at the Mindle Beach Sunset Markets. Justin, thanks for your time tonight.
No worries. Awesome, mate. Thanks for the call.